anybody here has ever had a really good surprise? One that you were pleased about? You have? Tell us about it, Jean. Well, do you want to come up here and tell us about it? Perhaps others can think of one as well. Anybody else had a really good surprise? Have a little. Oh, my goodness, very good. What was your surprise, Jean?
My son was working in Japan, and it was my birthday coming up, and he came over for a few days. And a few months later, it was going to be Derek's birthday. And he asked us to go with him while he bought... Well, he's 6'4". So in Japan, it's a bit difficult to buy suits. So he bought them. We did this circuitous route and ended up in Chelmsford. And I thought, what are we doing at this posh garage? He's going to give his father a drive in a sports car. Lovely. Now, there was this brand new car covered in a red cloth, and he whisked it off and he said, "Happy birthday, Mum." And I cried.
Oh, lovely. That's a good surprise. How did that feel? She cried. Sometimes crying's a good thing, isn't it? Yeah. Any others? Really good surprise. Eileen, come first. Why not? And then Sue. Yeah. Very good. Wow, we've got quite a few good surprises, haven't we? What was your good surprise?
When I was 21, back in the...
Yes. 21.
I had an envelope put through the door, and it had £21 in it. And I haven't any clue to this day who it was from. Oh. But back in those days, £21 was an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
And I've never, ever known who it was from.
How did you feel when you opened it and saw that?
I just felt, I just couldn't believe it. Yeah. Just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I bought a bicycle with it. Cycled around the Essex countryside with my fiancé.
Oh, lovely. Good. Sue, come and tell us yours. Right. What was your good surprise?
Well, I've had many, but one that you probably may all recall only happened last year. I had a birthday, which seemed to last eventually about 3 or 4 weeks. But it started by John saying to me, come on, we're going for a ride. Okay. But bring a change of clothes. Why? But to cut a very long story short, we went for a long drive for about an hour. And we ended up at an airfield where I was told to go and change into my old clothes. And he had arranged for me to do a wing walk. Now, this all started about 10 years prior to that. And I must confess, please forgive me, Lord, I had had 1 or 2 glasses of wine at the time, saying that on my bucket list, I would love to do a wing walk. Now, you have to remember, I hate heights. I am petrified. But nonetheless, I actually wing walked, and I think those who were here did see the actual evidence of photographs. It was an amazing surprise. How did I feel?
Did it give you the collie wobbles? Yeah.
It did. It's an excitement where your brain is telling you, just stay firmly on the ground, but the rest of you say, no, you must go up, and it was so exhilarating. It really was. It was absolutely fantastic.
Mm.
Yes, it was wonderful. Flying. It was. And I managed to wave with both hands as well.
Whoa! Very good. Any others? Any other big good surprises? Jane reminded me, she threw me a special birthday party. I didn't know about it. I walked into the hall and there were all these friends from all the way back in my life, you know, from university days and so on. So wonderful. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah. In our reading in Luke 24, Easter Sunday morning, the first Easter day, was full of surprises for Jesus' followers, wasn't it? Can you imagine how they felt? Jesus had been killed on the Friday. He died on the cross. And so his followers must have woken on Sunday feeling really low, mustn't they? The headline running through their minds must have been, Jesus is dead. Our Messiah, our Lord, has been killed on the cross, crucified. We saw him die. We saw them put the spear into his side. Jesus is dead. And the women were going to the tomb not because they expected anything strange to happen. They were going to the tomb just to finish off the burial rituals and the spices and so on. Jesus is dead. But there were various surprises waiting for them. Surprise number one was the stone itself. The stone weighed probably several tons. In other words, not something that you could just move aside just like that. And so the women, I think, thought, we're going to have a problem here. We might need to go and get help, somebody who can move the stone for us. They thought it was going to be really hard for them to shift it. But was the stone blocking the entrance? Where was it? Yeah, it was moved to one side already, wasn't it? And you can see that in verse 2. If you've got your notice sheet open, verse 2 of our reading says, they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. That was surprise number one. The stone had been moved, and they must have thought, whoa, something funny going on here. Surprise number two. They expected to find the body of Jesus wrapped up in the burial clothes as they left him. Because dead bodies stay where they've been put, in the grave, don't they? They can't move on their own. Was the body still there? No, wasn't, was it? When they entered, verse 3, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. The women weren't sure what had happened. They were puzzled, surprised. What was going on? They suspected perhaps someone had taken the body. So the stone was moved away and the body wasn't there. Surprise number three was the angels. Or as it puts it in our reading here, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. The angels were the third surprise, weren't they? Described by the women later on, verse 23, when they're describing it to others, they describe them as angels. And the women were terrified, verse 5. In their fright, they bowed down with their faces to the ground. Not necessarily a good surprise, those angels. The women were scared, frightened, worried. So the stone was moved aside. The body was gone. And there were two strange men in gleaming clothes. And then, surprise number four was the message. When an angel delivers a message, it's normally important. Was this message important? What do you think? The angels told them what had happened. Vital information about what had been going on. That Jesus had come back to life just like he told them he would. He is not here. He has risen. If you actually go to Jerusalem, and if you visit the garden tomb, there is a little tomb there where you can walk in. And by the entrance to the tomb, it has those words. He is not here. He has risen. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered. Just like he told you. He's risen from the dead. He had told them already, but they hadn't understood. So his message was a big surprise. And that message helped to make sense of all the other surprises. And it convinced the women that Jesus had risen to life. Those four surprises were enough to convince the women. They remembered his words, and they came back and told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. Were they believed? Did the men believe them? No. No. The men thought, silly women. Something must have gone wrong, blown a fuse or something. So the men checked. Didn't believe the women, but Peter got up and ran to the tomb. And bending over, he saw no body, but he saw the strips of linen, the burial cloths, lying by themselves. Now that was strange, because in those days there were grave robbers, but usually what they were after was the precious spices and the burial clothes, the shroud and so on. But in this case, it was rather like when you've let the air out of a balloon, it just goes and lies there on the table. A bit like that. The burial clothes were just sort of deflated, if you like. The body had gone, but the burial clothes were still wrapped up as if they'd been round a body. Now, grave robbers wouldn't have done that. Wouldn't be like that, would it? Peter found the burial clothes in the tomb, lying there, still as if they were wrapped around a body, but the body had gone. So, five amazing surprises on the first Easter day. Amazing for the disciples, astonishing news that Jesus is alive, and also astonishing news for us today. Because not only did Jesus rise from the dead, but that's a promise to us as well. The Easter people, that we too will rise from the dead as he did. Not coming back to life, resuscitated, like some people were in the Bible. You remember the young girl, you remember Lazarus, various people in the Bible were brought back from the dead, but only a few years later to die again. Jesus went right through death and out the other side to eternal life. And so, in his resurrection, he was both physical, he invited them to touch him and he ate fish and so on, but also he could pass into a locked room and out again. He, if you like, passed through the burial clothes. So in other words, the same but different. Continuity and yet new as well. And he promises that we too will rise from the dead, that we too will be like him in eternal life. And that was the message of our second reading, that one day his followers will all have resurrection life as Jesus did. Death is not the end of his story, and not the end of our story either. Let's just bow our heads and pray for a moment.